Okay, my friends. More dinosaurs, please. Say less. We are here for it. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Today's story is called Deinonychus. Deinonychus. It is part of the Dinosaur World Collection books. And there's several in this series. So, yep. Well, yeah. You can do all kinds of things with these books. But this is what we're going to do. What we're going to do right now is we're going to read about them. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What's your name? Whoa, you guys. I'm pretty sure I've got a dinosaur here. Let's see, what kind of dinosaur could he be? He's got a big head and little arms. And, oh, are you a T-Rex? Oh my goodness, he's stomping around like, yep, things are shaking. He must be a T-Rex. Well, let's read about this Deinonychus and see if you have anything in common with him, shall we? This book was written. That would be your dinner. That would be your dinner, I'm pretty sure. Let's read about him. So this book was written by Aaron Carr and John Willis, and it is read today by Mommy and T-Rex. Here we go. Deinonychus was part of the Dromaeosaur family of dinosaurs. Its name means terrible claw. Ooh. Dromaeosaurs were middle-sized bipedal dinosaurs. Known for their speed and agility, these dinosaurs were often called raptors. Oh my goodness. Do you know what bipedal means?
Fast.
It means that they walk on two legs.
And fast.
Yeah, and they can be quite fast.
But I'm that kind of guy.
You definitely are. Yeah. Yeah. So bipedal is standing on two legs, and that means that you and I are bipedals. Yeah. All right. Well, Deinonychus and other dromaeosaurs were likely covered in feathers, like chickens. Many scientists believe that these dinosaurs were the ancient ancestors of modern-day birds. Deinonychus served as the model for the raptors in the popular Jurassic Park movie series. However, the movies used the name of a different dromaeosaur, Velociraptor. Instead. So if you've seen Jurassic Park or any of the Jurassic World movies or any of the Jurassic Park movies for that matter, you would have seen something that looked exactly like what this creature is. Only they would have called it a Velociraptor, and it really wasn't. Deinonychus was one of the larger dromaeosaurs. It was about 5 feet tall, and this would have given the Deinonychus a body about the size of a mountain lion or a cougar. Although the dinosaur's tail would have made it much longer. Deinonychus was much larger than Velociraptor and several other smaller dromaeosauruses. However, other dromaeosauruses, such as the Utah raptor, could grow much larger. So in the picture, we can see some comparisons. So the Utah raptor is the biggest of the dromaeosaurs in this picture. And it's pretty doggone big, 23 feet long, 7 meters. It's a long distance monster.
The one that we're talking about right now is 10 feet.
Yes. Correct. And then the
Velociraptors.
Yeah, Velociraptors were smaller. So if you look at your car, right, the average car in the parking lot at the grocery store, it's got 4 doors in the front and the back end to it.
15 feet.
That's about 15 feet. So you could really fit probably about 4 Velociraptors in your car. Maybe 2. Yeah. 2 of the bigger ones. Deinonychus. And then the Utah raptor, you couldn't fit one of those into your car. It would squish your car. So the Deinonychus is our medium-sized one. Okay, The Deinonychus had a large, sharp talon on each foot, and the dinosaur's name comes from these talons, which were used for hunting. The talons were found on the second toe of each foot. A Deinonychus talon could be larger than a tiger's claw. Deinonychus's talons were carved into a sickle shape. Now, do you know what a sickle is? Like a hook. Exactly. It's a long, curved type sharp thing. Mm-hmm. And people used to use them back a long time ago when they would go out into the field and harvest by hand. They use machines now, but they used to use sickles. Okay. It held them up off the ground when it was walking to avoid dulling their points. Now, Deinonychus had much smaller claws on their fingers and their toes. And so we can see here, like the Velociraptor had like a 2.5-inch claw. A tiger has a 4-inch claw, which is almost twice the size of a Velociraptor's. But the Deinonychus, 5 inches. Hoo-wee, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. Deinonychus was a carnivore, which means they ate what? What did they eat? They ate meat. Mm-hmm, creatures. It probably ate anything it could catch, ranging from small animals to dinosaurs much larger than itself. Deinonychus had many sharp teeth that pointed toward the back of its mouth. This helped Deinonychus keep its prey from getting away. You see, what would happen is if he caught like a fish or something, the fish might try to jump out of his mouth, but those sharp teeth would say, uh-uh, you're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. The sharp teeth were also perfect for slicing through meat. It's like little knives in your mouth. Yikes. Deinonychus had long arms with 3-fingered hands, and it could move these fingers and the sharp claws attached to them to help capture and hold its food. How many teeth does the Deinonychus have? You ready to find out? Well, I, a grown-up human, have 32. A big old black bear has 42. But the Deinonychus has 60. Wowzies! That's twice what I have. What?
We could eat a chicken.
We could eat a chicken.
A bear could eat us.
A bear could eat us.
A Deinonychus could eat a bear.
A Deinonychus.
T-Rex could eat a Deinonychus.
All these things are true. There's always a bigger fish. Okay, now Deinonychus was likely one of the smartest dinosaurs that ever lived. It had a large brain compared to other dinosaurs. Deinonychus may have been able to put this intelligence to use when hunting. Evidence suggests that Deinonychus worked in packs to hunt larger dinosaurs, such as the Tenontosaurus. And we can see that in the picture. They are grouping up on him to try to chomp on him.
Is he a carnivore?
The Tenontosaurus? It doesn't look like it. It looks like he is an herbivore. In the picture, we can see him, and he looks like he does not have sharp, pointy teeth. His mouth is open, and it looks like his teeth are dull, perfect for chewing herbs and trees, like an elephant's teeth. Okay. No one can say for certain how quickly any dinosaur could move, but the scientists think dromaeosaurs were fairly speedy. However, while Deinonychus could walk quickly, it was likely not a fast runner. The size and proportions of Deinonychus' leg bones have led some scientists to believe that it moved like a lion, using agility and short bursts of speed to capture prey. Deinonychus held its body in a horizontal position parallel to the ground, and in this position, the dinosaur's tail acted as a counterweight to keep it balanced. All that to say, how does it move? How can we explain that in easier terms? It kind of walks like a chicken, doesn't it? Yeah, with the big old tail on the back, or a turkey. That's how it would walk. Parallel means in line with something, equal to it. The same way. Mm-hmm. And horizontal means flat, right? The way the horizon is, where the sun would set or the sun would rise off in the distance. That's how you can think of it. It is flat. Okay. Deinonychus lived in forests near swamps across Western North America. At the time Deinonychus lived, this area was filled with lush forests and rivers and deltas and floodplains and swamplands and estuaries. Deinonychus's habitat was similar to many of the landforms found in Louisiana today. The plant life in this area supported the animals that Deinonychus preyed upon. Mm-hmm. So the habitat of an animal is what? Where it lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Deinonychus lived from about 150 to 100 million years ago. This was what we call the early Cretaceous period. And everything that people know about Deinonychus has been learned by studying its bones, which turned into fossils over millions of years. At least that's what the scientists can think right now. It's kind of hard to explain fossilization and how they make sense of it, because sometimes it doesn't always make sense. So let's read about it. Steps of fossilization. An animal dies and is quickly covered in sand, mud, or water. And this keeps the hard parts of the body, such as bones, teeth, and claws, from decomposing. So our takeaway here is when an animal died, it had to quickly be covered with water or mud or sand. So something would have had to come heavily on it quickly, right, in order to make a fossil. So that's kind of the weird part for people who are trying to understand that. How did it get there so quickly? We don't know. The body is pressed between layers of mud and sand. So it all came down heavily and quickly and then pushed on top of it. Something was heavy on top of it. And scientists can't figure out for the life of them what that was. Well, over millions of years, the layers turned into stone and the animal bodies and their teeth turned into stone as well. And this preserves the animal's size and shape. So now we know exactly how big they were and what they were doing when they died. So you can see this for yourself. Visitors at the American Museum of Natural History in Newark City can see the world's only Deinonychus skeleton display made entirely of fossils. People can go to museums and see fossils and learn more about Deinonychus there. Now, millions of people around the world visit museums each year to see Deinonychus fossils in person. Now, many large museums have permanent Deinonychus displays, and these museums include the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., and the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. And that is the end of this story, but I'm going to quiz you really quick to see what you know. In which direction did the Deinonychus's teeth point?
Back.
That's right. And what does Deinonychus mean?
Sharp teeth.
Nope. Try again. Can you think of it?
Sharp talon.
Ah, you're right about there. Yep, you're pretty doggone close. It means terrible claw. Mm-hmm. And what was the largest dromaeosaur? Do you remember his name?
Something like United Velociraptor.
Oh, you're so close. Actually, Utah Raptor is his name, and they called him Utah Raptor because that particular specimen was found in Utah. I think you've learned quite a bit. There's even more questions in this book's friend, so if you can get your hands on it, definitely do. It is awesome. But this is the end of the story and the end of our journey through the dinosaurs.